On University at Albany Week, having an open mind could lead to a better political future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brett Levy, assistant professor in the Department of Educational Theory and Practice, explores how to guide students to look for cooperation.
For the past several decades, elected leaders and the general public in the U.S. have become more politically polarized, making bipartisan compromise difficult. One cause of this problem is that people who are more politically engaged tend to be less open to opposing viewpoints. We may see more cooperation if we prepare citizens to productively negotiate their political disagreements. My colleagues and I explored how educators could plant the seeds for such cooperation. We conducted a study that analyzed how experiences in high school government courses influenced students' development of two key attitudes, political engagement and political open-mindedness. We wondered, could adolescents become both politically engaged and politically open-minded, and if so, how? Our study involved 405 students and 8 teachers at 3 high schools. Whereas students at one school completed a traditional government course, students at the other 2 schools completed a course called the Legislative Semester, an extended political simulation that required students to research, discuss, debate, and mock vote on controversial public issues. At these 3 high schools, we gathered longitudinal data during the fall 2014 semester, including student surveys, interviews, and classroom observations. Through quantitative and qualitative analyses, we found that students in the legislative semester became more politically engaged and more politically open-minded than students in the traditional government course. The experience that seemed most important for strengthening these attitudes were deeply exploring and discussing diverse political perspectives in an open, emotionally safe environment. Educators guided such exchanges by structuring substantive sharing of diverse political perspectives, encouraging the expression of minority viewpoints, and de-emphasizing partisan uniformity. Such experiences may be vital for fostering young people's ability to engage cooperatively in the democratic process.
That was Brett Levy of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.